USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congressional aides say discussion with the White House on gun control measures had not been very productive, and there are new concerns that President Trump is again backing off his earlier support of things like background checks. The White House is now confirming that the president spoke with NRA head Wayne LaPierre. The administration is denying he ever supported universal background checks. In the wake of the recent shootings, the president has repeatedly called for meaningful checks. But in the Oval Office, the president said he believes the current checks are, quote, very strong. That suggests he now doesn't believe there needs to be any additional measures. In the past, this has happened before. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said, these continual retreats are heartbreaking, particularly for the families of the victims of gun violence. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Three states and New York City are taking the Trump administration to court over new rules blocking green cards for immigrants who get food stamps and other public assistance. New York State Attorney General Letitia James says a regulation is un-American.
Because for generations, the United States has been a haven for immigrants seeking opportunity and upward mobility. And the Trump administration's unlawful reinterpretation of the public charge rule turns this history on its head. Excluding hundreds of thousands of immigrants, immigrants with disabilities, and immigrants with limited resources.
Dismissing predictions a recession may be on the horizon, President Trump says he is looking for ways to stimulate the economy.
Payroll tax is something that we think about, and a lot of people would like to see that.
Asked if his trade war with China might push the U.S. into a recession, he said it was imperative to confront China on trade. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One Republican senator is crafting legislation to fight the gun violence in America. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Arizona Republican Senator Martha McSally is hoping to make domestic terrorism a federal crime, the latest sign that Republicans are increasingly serious about crafting gun laws in response to the shootings in Texas, Ohio, and California. McSally joins Fox News and shares why this is a time to make domestic terrorism a federal crime.
I was surprised as I took a look at what could we do meaningfully. I was surprised that it wasn't a crime. It's defined in federal law. But if somebody is going to support ISIS or international terrorism, when they're brought up on charges, they are charged with supporting terrorism. But there's no such crime for domestic terrorism. So the FBI Association, actually the FBI Agents Association, brought this to our attention. I saw it in a media story and sprung into action. I think it's common sense that if we're going to try and fight domestic terrorism, racially motivated violence, white nationalism, anti-Semitism, that when somebody's brought up on charges for these awful violent crimes, that we call it what it is and we charge them for what it is, which is terrorism. It also helps us to provide more resources, dedicate support, and to be able to better track and understand the trends in these crimes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.